for the parasha today was the issue of moving the Sefer Torah. To talk about Hebron Sarah, but you remember, I'm not going to give you a cantorial rendition. It talks about the which that's the psukim which we use in the context of moving the Oren, but literally moving, we use it more in the context of moving the Sefer Torah. And interestingly enough, there's a lot of discussion about when it's permitted, when it's not permitted, what is are valid reasons, etc. The starting point is in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Kuf Lamed Hey, in the Sefer Yudalad, Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to move a Sefer Torah to bring it to people which are many times in the times of the Rishonim, they had the issue of people who were taken by the government and they're incarcerated for not valid reasons, for valid reasons, whatever, but they didn't really care in those days, especially with Jews. And the person is stuck in the jail and he wants to have a Sefer Torah brought to him to be able to have Kriyas HaTorah, that people would come and join him. And the Mordechai says you're not allowed to do that. Now, this is the place can all speak out. If the place is the squalor which is there, it's such a type of place, it's smelly, matunif, etc. So that's obviously the point. Even if you would have a clean cell, a clean place to bring to, you can't bring it to the person unless the person is an Adam Choshev. And he bases this on a Yerushalmi. The Balbi does not discuss this issue, but the Yerushalmi discusses this issue. Because the mission in Yuma says that after the Kohen Gadol had finished the first section portion of his Avodah, which is the major portion of the Tomei Shel Shachar and then the first Karbonis and the Torahs, he would read from the Sefer Torah. But the Yerushalmi says that they would keep the Sefer Torah, the mission says they would keep the Sefer Torah off in a room, and they'd bring it out to the Kohen Gadol. And they would give it to the person who was the Chazan HaKnesses. The Chazan HaKnesses would give it to the Skan. The Skan would give it to the Kohen Gadol. And the question being, Yerushalmi says, we always find that you have to, the person has to go to the Sefer Torah, not the Sefer Torah should go to the person. So how is it going to be permitted that the person should go, they were bringing the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol? So the Yerushalmi clearly says that there's an assumption that the correct direction is that not to bring the Sefer Torah to the person, the person goes to the Sefer Torah. So the Yerushalmi answers that since it's for the Kohen Gadol, who's an Adam Choshev, so it's considered a covenant of the Torah to be brought to the Adam Choshev. It's not a diminishing, in some way demeaning to the Torah, it's actually a covenant. Okay, that's what the Mordechai says. So the Mordechai says, therefore, if we want to take the Sefer Torah to this person who's incarcerated, we can't, because that would mean transporting the Sefer Torah to the person, not the person to the Sefer Torah. That's what the Mordechai says. So the Bir Halacha on that asks a question, that the comparison is very difficult, because in the case of the Gemara and Yuma's case, the Kohen Gadol could go to the Sefer Torah as much as the Sefer Torah could go to the Kohen Gadol. We're talking about a person who could go, instead of having the Sefer Torah come to you, you sit there, you know, in your great throne and wait for the Sefer Torah to come to you. Go to the Sefer Torah. Over here, the person can't do that. The person is incarcerated, or a person who's ill, and they can't get out and go to the Sefer Torah. Where do you see that that's considered in some way demeaning to the Sefer Torah? Maybe we could say the opposite. The fact that the person, even though circumstances, wants to hear the Kriyas Torah, it's a covenant to the Sefer Torah. So what's this comparison which the Mordechai is making to the case of the Yerushalmi? That's the Bir Halacha's question. And he points out that the Or Zeruah, which is a different rishon, actually says this argument that any situation where a person is an onus and he's not able to go to the Sefer Torah, so then we say we would be allowed to bring the Sefer Torah to the individual. That's what the Or Zeruah says. So now we have this disagreement. So the Mishabura comes with the following, and he says like this. And even though we're going to argue, it is an isser to do this. It's something which is prohibited. It's not just a nice thing or not a nice thing. You're not allowed to move a Sefer Torah around to go to the individual. It's demeaning to the Sefer Torah. But a scenario where we have the combination of the fact that the person is an onus, he has no choice, A, and the purpose of the is something like Parsha Zohar, which is a mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah of the Torah, to read that section. So we're going to rely on that opinion and bring the Sefer Torah to the ill person in the hospital. We could actually do that to be able to facilitate this person should get. So you see from the Shabura 2 points. You see number one that he says that we look at this as a prohibition. It's not just a nice thing or not a nice thing. It's actually prohibited to do this. And therefore we can't just, you know, do whatever we want.
Actually, Durbanan or Durbanan?
Durbanan. Yeah, it would not be another reason. Number one. Number two, But the case of scenarios where a person is an onus, he's not relying on that argument, even though it's a good argument, he's not relying on that argument actually unless it's a situation like Parshas Zohar or even Parshas Parah. He does say, however, that we said for an Adam Kosher, it's permitted. So the ill person would be somebody who's ill. The person who's ill is somebody of stature. That'd be permitted. And then he takes it a step further and he says, if you have 10 people, that's not any less important than an Adam Kosher. So if you had 10 people who were ill in the hospital, or you had 10 people which were incarcerated by the government, so you could move the Sefer Torah to bring it to these individuals.
Or you had 10 people who wanted to go to the hospital to enable them to hear it.
No. It has to be that they can't come. The argument is in conjunction with the fact that they can't come to the Sefer Torah.
And how can we bring it to the house of an Avel?
We'll try and get there. That's where we're going. Now, then the Ramah adds, this is all a problem if you're just moving it just for the purpose of reading the Torah, and you bring it there for reading, and then you take it back afterwards. But if you bring it there and you make a place there, you leave it there for a period of time, so it's not as obvious that you're moving it just for the purpose of facilitating this person's interest in hearing the Torah, but rather you're making it, this is its place. So by doing so, that would permit you to move the Sefer Torah even for a person who's not an Adam Chashev.
What's the amount of time that makes it?
So he says, Yom or Yomayim, 1 or 2 days. Now, Mishnah explains it means preferably 2 days. If that's not possible, we'll rely on 1 day.
Could you use the same hetzer then to bring it to the prison for the guy for 1 or 2 days?
Yes, right. So, but the prison, I'm sure that the prison situation over there wasn't necessarily that they were letting them keep anything anywhere for any period of time, for the most part. Now, he says, and then when you bring it there, you put it in a designated spot. We can't just put it, you know, so the understanding of that means taking the Sefer Torah, wrapping it up in the towels and leaving it on the table is not what we're talking about. You would have a cabinet which you would designate for the purpose of holding the Sefer Torah, or you bring an Aron Kodesh, even better, they have these portable Aron that you can bring around. That for sure is permitted. That's what you find a lot of times they have in the Beis Lovel nowadays. They bring a small Aron Kodesh, which you can put the Sefer Torah in. So the argument over here, which we use for the Beis Lovel, is that we're bringing it not just for the moment of Kriyas Torah, we're bringing it to stay there for a few days. We're making a designated place for it, and that's going to permit it. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says that there's a minig to reuse the Sefer Torah 3 times as well. Now, he's the first person who mentions it. The Rishonim do not mention this concept. A lot of us have grown up hearing this idea that you need to learn 3 times from the Sefer Torah.
So, for it to be enough of a designation?
Yes.
Okay.
So Moshe says in a tshuva that even though there's no source for this 3 times, there's no source for the three times, but there is such a minig, and it would be preferable to try to do that. So you have a situation, go to Beis Avol, so they're going to land Monday and Thursday, so sometimes we'll make a minyan in Shabbos Mincha to get a third Kriyas HaTorah in. You'll have Monday to Thursday, he's getting up on Sunday morning, so something of that sort. He started sitting Shiva on Wednesday, so there's Thursday, he'll get up Tuesday morning, so it's Thursday and Monday. So you add a third Kriyas HaTorah by Shabbos Mincha. So when it's possible, Rashi says you should do that as well. Okay, so that's the hetter that the Ramah adds. So that gives us a little more leeway to work with this hetter of the Ramah. Now, for what purposes are you allowed to move a Sefer Torah? So we've had for whom? We've had Adam Choshev, we had a case of Reinist, and we have the case of the Tzibur. Now, the next question is, what are valid reasons to move? So obviously we're talking about Kriyas HaTorah. The scenario is done as Kriyas HaTorah. The person deal with other issues, for example, you want to bring Sefer Torah from all the shuls in the town to the main shul and dance in Simchas Torah. With the Sefer Torah, everybody to come together, one big crowd, dance together in the main shul, bringing the Sefer Torah from all of the shuls in the town to the main shul. So would that be permitted? Or you want to take the Sefer Torah out to dance to bring the new Sefer Torah in. You want to take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh to go greet the new Sefer Torah. Is that permitted? Or you want to move the Sefer Torah because the Aron Kodesh is not really very, very sturdy, safe. It's not safe from fire, from being Genevis, being stolen. And you have a safe where you want to store the Sefer Torah in the safe. You'll take it out, and the days that you lay, you'll take it out and bring it up into the Aron Kodesh and keep it in the Aron Kodesh. So that these are not kriyas haTorah needs; these are other needs. Are they permitted? So the assumption is anything which is covered in the Torah is going to be, which will be covered in the Torah, is going to be permitted. So keeping the Torah safe, literally putting in the safe, right? Keeping the Torah safe is a valid. Your means you're taking the Torah very significant. You want to make sure that it's safe, so that would be permitted. Dancing with this, we're arguing that everybody coming together, all of the community coming together in one shul and dancing together is a greater element of kavod to the Torah, so that would be permitted. Interesting, for the issue of taking us going out to greet a new Torah, which is our minhag that we do that, we take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh to greet a new Sefer Torah being brought in. The Har Tzvi says you can't go outside of that building. You shouldn't go out into the street with the old Sefer Torah. You should not do that. Other person say that that's mutter, but they do grapple with this question: are you allowed to move it for that purpose?
Rabbi, is there any distinction between a puzzle Sefer Torah and a kosher Sefer Torah for any halachas?
Yes and no.
So,
you did it. All right. So, in regards to the chumrah of moving it, it's the same. The one is just you're never going to move in the Pesach of Torah to read from. So it'll only be relevant for these other purposes. Okay, now what's considered moving? How far of a distance is considered that you're moving it? Is this an issue within the same building, going from room to room? Or is it only if you're taking the Sefer Torah out of the building, going to somewhere else? So the Zohar says that, talks about this, the Zohar says it's also to take a Sefer Torah from one Beis HaKnesses to another Beis HaKnesses, and the Gemara understands that this is what he means is even two rooms in the same building. So according to the Gemara, moving the Sefer Torah from one room to another room in the building is a problem. Again, unless you have the safety issue, etc. But that would be the argument. But then we have the Teirim. If you're going to move it in a way which is it's kavua, you don't just move it. Yeah, but if every Monday morning, we keep the Sefer Torah in room A, and then we go out into so we have this little side room where we dive in our early minyan and we move the Sefer Torah. That would not be appropriate to do that. If it would be better that they should create an Oren there, which is a safe Oren that they could keep it in, as opposed to moving back and forth all the time. But there are many materials which are permitted within the building. They disagree with the Gra. They said the issue of the Zohar was only Bekanishta, the Bekanishta, not the Berachai, but meant out into the street. If you're going to go from one room to the other room without going through the front foyer, front hallway, through a hallway, that's even better. You're going straight from one room of Kedusha to another room of Kedusha. There are two next to each other. There's a door in between. Supposed to going out into the hallway, which is like, you know, stop stepping the Sefer Torah room. So it is really, it's going from to one room to another room. Derek Preuster, that's what the Gra held. That was considered a problem, even though it's under one roof. So we want to try and avoid that.
So, Rebbe, if one does do that, but there's an Aron in the other room, is it preferable to leave the Aron there and put it into that room? Because then you're moving at least to a Makom Kavu, as opposed to just bringing it in there to Lane and then taking it back to where you originally put it?
Correct, it would be preferable. The issue which comes up is because, let's say, the main Aron is a very safe place. It's, you know, it's well protected, and this little small Aron in the side room is not, it's much more flimsy, etc. It's not really necessarily safe over there. Mm-hmm. So you want to not store it there. Right, so we say you're allowed to move it for the protection issue, right? So they'll take it back to the main room. But why are you bringing it from the main room to this room? Just go down to the main room, right? So, it's more convenient. So more convenient is not necessarily a heter. Okay, when you move it, so we mentioned that we mentioned that the Tiva Talis, there's actually no source of the local wrapping Tiva Talis with the Talis when you move it. But what is brought down, you should move it in a way that it's less obvious, you know, that you're moving it. So wrapping it up, it shouldn't be as noticeable, etc. Ravaja has a true where he talks about if you could take it wherever you're transporting it, it's better to take it by car because it's in the room, it's in the car, it's in a quiet place as opposed to walking through the streets with a Sefer Torah. It's much better transporting it by car than transporting it. We would think, you know, the opposite. You know, if you're holding the Sefer Torah, but you're walking through the streets, it's a bit much more visible as opposed to right now. It's in a quiet place. Some suggest that you could put it inside of a transportable Aron Kodesh, obviously, in a way that it's not banging around, that's safe. Even that would be better. So it would be preferable to move it in a way where you're giving it kavod as you're transporting it. person seek out that you should you can't transport it through an area which is not clean. You know, that would be improper to do. And all the jokes about the definition of how can you move something inside of certain cities, whatever, I'm not getting involved in.
I may have missed that. I'm sorry. Is there it's a halacha or an Indian to move the sefer with a minyan?
I'm going to get there. So now, there is an opinion which says that if you move the sefer Torah with 10 people accompanying it, so there's you're giving cover to the whole tzibur of 10 people is accompanying the sefer Torah, so that might permit in the situation that's going from room to room, and even the grower would agree it would be that situation. So you have a shul, but you have 10, you need to move from one room to the other room. If what you could do is have 10 people accompanying it, you should do so. I do want to point out the halacha is when a sefer Torah walks by there's a mitzvah to be malav of the sefer Torah. So that scenario, if I'm davening in the first minyan, all of a sudden they come in, take the sefer Torah out to go to the second minyan, I'm supposed to walk out and be malav of the sefer Torah. Now what happens to the first minyan in the middle of because the shots and Kaddish, and everybody walks out, you don't have a minyan anymore. It's a problem. I don't know. You know, they shouldn't be doing that. You know, okay. Well, that's not always an answer because people do things they shouldn't be doing anyway.
As a practical matter, I know in this town, many times a year there are conventions and other things on Shabbos that they have their own sefer Torah, or even on Monday and Thursday that they have their own sefer Torah. And they've either borrowed it from a local shul or they've brought it from somewhere else.
Right.
How could anyone do any of these things?
So if it's going to be a longer type of convention, they're going to be a few days.
Usually
so it's a Yom Yomayim. The other heter is if you you have a tzibur which they... Now, again...
Usually they're just trying to avoid going to a local shul.
So if they're just trying to avoid going to a local shul, I can't really tell you that's mutter.
But if they are spending 2-3 days, it's...
Right, so they can designate a cabinet and put it there for that period of time.
Bring it to there and leave it over Shabbos or something.
So I'll give you a scenario which I had, which I really felt was, you know, somebody was making a bris, and they wanted to, you know, make the minyan the minyan and where they're having the hall, where they're having the meal. But there's no, so they brought the sefer Torah. But it was a day of laning, so they brought the sefer Torah there where they're having the hall, where they're going to have the meal, and they davened there, and they had the sefer Torah sitting on a table, wrapped up in the towels. So I said, if they would have brought a oren, which is miyuchad for it, we could argue that there are some places who suggest that maybe if you have an oren, which is miyuchad for it, that might approximate the concept of Yom Yomayim, because it's a mokum and miyuchad mamash, it's an oren kurdish. So you bring it there before davening, etc., and you put it in that. But just lying on the table like that, I really did not see any really heter.
The oren creates the kviyas.
The orange would create the kviyas, and the logic is when you put it in a makom kavua, so it's not as obvious that you're just moving the sefer Torah around. So, but just to put it on a table like that, I do not really see a heter. So that would be the argument why it's permitted. Now, Beis Ovel, interestingly enough, you look at the poskim, the Kabbalah Chaim points out that historically they did not move a sefer Torah to the Beis Ovel. Because the Oval is not, it's not clear the Oval needs Kriyas HaTorah. He's not Chayav Talmud Torah. If the Yesod of Kriyas HaTorah was a Talmud Torah, the concept could be the Oval is not Chayav of Kriyas HaTorah. So, number one. Number two, so it's everybody else, it's a matter of convenience. They can go to the shul afterwards or hear Kriyas HaTorah. They don't have to. Tarsus is much more convenient to go to the minyan, they go wherever they want to go. They don't want to have to go to the base Oval and then go to the shul. Right? So it's not clear that has the heter of a tzibur. The case of the heter of a tzibur is people who cannot go to the sefer Torah.
But if you look at the svarim that you know they use in Beis Avel, that say Art Scroll puts out, there are all sorts of things they don't include, but they do include taking out the Torah.
That is true. The argument of the heter is either because you makom kavua, you bring it for 2 or 3 days, 1 or 2 days. You put the sefer Aron Kaddish there. There's an argument to say maybe an Oval has a dinim on Adam Chashev. It's a covenant of the Oval is a dinim on Adam Chashev, because we do find in some ways the same way we have certain halachos of covenant for the Chos and you have halachos of covenant for the Oval. So we could argue he's like an Adam Chashev at that point in time, and therefore you're allowed to move for the purpose of Adam Chashev. And an example of that would be Shabrachas. You want to make a Shabrachas. a Shabbos Erev Brachos in some hotel for the, in honor of Chosin Kala, and you want to bring a Sefer Torah there, so you would have the same argument that would be an Adam Choshen. Choshen is Darman Lamelech. And the last point, just one last point, is there is a Har Tzvi, a Shuas Har Tzvi, received Pesach Frank, which argues, brings based on the Gemara Numa, a different Gemara Numa, which is a Bavli actually, that for the purpose of a Sefer Torah of a private individual doesn't have these Yisurim. Now, the person said that doesn't mean a Sefer Torah, which is private individual, which is used publicly in the shul. It means a person has his own Sefer Torah, which he keeps in his house, and his own private Sefer Torah that he keeps with him personally. You're allowed to be metal. Because when you wrote it, the Chachila, you wrote it to be made for this individual person, for his needs. So, like the same way the Pasuk says the Melech had a Sefer Torah, which went with him wherever he went. So, a person could have his own personal Sefer Torah. So, that's my private Sefer Torah. It's written for a different purpose, so that I can take it wherever I want to go, etc. But if a person, it wasn't written to be a private Sefer Torah, it was written to be part of, then a person bought it, or a person bought it and then donated it, or even if he didn't donate a shul, but he put it in a shul that the shul should use it, now it became a public, it has the lachas, these limitations. So he can't say, well, it's my Sefer Torah, I want to take it out now. Well, you've been committed to the shul. Okay.